Hayır, Türk Dil Kurumu'na göre yok, öyle değil, olmaz anlamlarında onamama bildiren söz anlamına geldiği gibi aynı zamanda iyi, hayırlı, faydalı, yararlı gibi anlamlarda da kullanılan bir sözcüğümüz.
Turkish law student Ali Gül explained in a video he made why to vote no in the referendum to extend presidential powers. The video highlights the dangers of concentrating too much power in one person's hands in a humorous way, and it was an instant hit on social media. At the end of the video, Gül wonders, will I get arrested if this video is popular? Within days of its success, Gül issues another video.
I knew we'd be arrested for making this video. I'm now going to the prosecutor to give a statement. I'll probably be arrested after that, but it's not important and I'm not afraid. The children and youth of this nation deserve freedom and happiness.
Gül's fears were confirmed. He was arrested and jailed. But not for the video, instead for tweets he's accused of posting 2 years ago, which were deemed insulting to the president, a crime that carries 3 years in jail. Gül denies he even wrote them, but his lawyers warn he's destined to remain in pre-trial detention for many months. Emma Sinclair Webb is Turkey researcher for the US-based Human Rights Watch. She says there appears to be a systematic campaign of intimidation against no campaigners who use social media.
I think actually clamping down on individuals and making them the target for punitive measures pre-referendum because they've had a prominent voice in the no campaign is all about creating a chilling effect which will give the message loud and clear to the general public that you are not welcome to discuss what is at stake in the referendum and you're not welcome to publicly voice opposition of it.
This comes as independent mainstream media has been all but crushed. Under emergency rule introduced after July's failed coup, more than 150 journalists have been jailed and 170 media outlets closed, all critical of the government. The government says the prosecutions and closures are all related to terrorism and coup plotting rather than journalism.
Tedavi teknolojilerine sahip cihazları gelişmiş laboratuvarlarıyla.
Most TV news channels broadcast yes rallies like this one 3 or 4 times a day, while the no campaign is all but invisible. For the no campaign, social media has become vital, according to political scientist Cengiz Aktar.
The only medium in Turkey which remains for those people who don't agree with the policies of the government is the social media. There is no TV which doesn't repeat what the government says, and only 3 newspapers or maybe 4 who are giving space to views other than the official view. As far as the referendum is concerned, I think social media is very important.
But there have been over 2,500 prosecutions for insulting the president in the past 6 months, most related to social media postings. So it's not without risks, and such pressure is likely to intensify as the closely fought referendum campaign draws to a close. Dorian Jones, RFI, Istanbul.